All right, this is PW Torch editor Wade Keller with a quick introduction to today's free 5-minute clip of the Bruce Mitchell audio show. I feel the need to do an introduction here because we're joining the show in progress with a 5-minute clip taken out of the middle of our 70-minute Bruce Mitchell audio show. This 5-minute clip includes a preview of certain aspects of SummerSlam coming up on Sunday. But there is no Bruce Mitchell on this Bruce Mitchell audio show, and I felt if I didn't actually explain why, it would be a little confusing. Bruce Mitchell is at the NWA convention this weekend, and we expect to get a lot of good stories coming out of that with Bruce on location there. So that'll be within a couple days here for VIP members in the audio show section. In the meantime, we still wanted to do a Bruce Mitchell audio show, even though there's no Bruce Mitchell. It's kind of like the Tonight Show with Johnny Carson, with Joan Rivers. That's how Pat McNeil put it. Pat McNeil filling in for Bruce, but the same Bruce Mitchell audio show format, for the most part, with a couple injections of Pat McNeil's usual radio show format, which is the real deal with Pat McNeil. Those are not part of this free 5-minute clip, but he may be putting that up himself at a later time. We're kind of merging the two shows. It's kind of a Thomson Reuters. It's kind of a final episode of Nitro with a simulcast between Raw and Nitro. However you want to look at it, that's what's going on here. All right, let's go ahead and move on to the 5-minute clip of Pat and Bruce talking. I have this opportunity. I'll take a couple seconds here and plug a new feature we're trying out at the Torch VIP section, which is called the PW Torch Today Bulletin. And it's a one-page PDF that I'm writing every day right now, not promising every day, but so far I've done it 2 days in a row. How's that for a streak? Where hopefully more often than not we'll have a daily bulletin covering the day's news, random thoughts, maybe some on a slower news day we'll add some nostalgia or some Q&A or something like that. It's kind of a new format we're starting. If you're somebody who is not a VIP member and you're listening to this, just wanted to let you know that we have added that feature. Tons of great feedback already to the new feature. Basically, at this point, we are offering a full-page PDF rundown of the day's news, and we'll see where that feature goes. So if you're interested in seeing the beginning, the beta version, the trial run of a new VIP feature, along with all of the other VIP features that are offered as part of a membership, including tons and tons of audio shows, each with a very different flavor, something for everyone, and hopefully everyone likes, or some people like all of it, plus hundreds and hundreds of Pro Wrestling Torch back issues pleasantly laid out. We offer PDF format and text format online, broken up into articles with table of contents, images of the newsletter as it originally looked with all the graphics and that type of thing. Hundreds of back issues dating back throughout all the 90s and 2000s. We add more new back issues every day, and we've now started, actually, this is another new feature from a couple weeks back that we just started, is the 20 years ago Pro Wrestling Torch back issue. So we're going to very early versions of the Torch. It's a fascinating look at a very different time in wrestling, and actually a very different time in computer technology when it comes to layout of the newsletter, a very different time for our style of news coverage with the Torch, and that also got real good response. So we're adding a lot of neat things over at the VIP section. If you're a former subscriber for any reason or have never been a member, as always, I really do encourage you to give us a shot. It's $7.50 for 1 month, and as our readers tell us, I think we deliver more bang for the buck than you can probably imagine from a wrestling site for that $7.50. We really think we give you a good value, and hope you'll check out some of the new things we're doing if you happen to be an ex-member for any reason, or just give us a try for a first time if you've never done it before. All right, I usually don't load up the plugs for the VIP at the front end of these free 5-minute clips, but since I had to explain the Mitchell audio situation and the absence of Bruce Mitchell from his own show, I thought I'd do that. I will now stop talking and move on here to the hybrid of the Real Deal with Pat McNeil and the Bruce Mitchell audio show without Bruce Mitchell, starring Wade Keller and Pat McNeil. What do you think we're going to get? Any? We'll get your SummerSlam prediction column this weekend, but any clue where you're going with it?
I think we're going to get a very enjoyable show that's going to be it's going to be weird because it's not built around the championship matches. It's built, as we discussed, it's built around Hell in a Cell, which alone can usually carry a pay per view, and it's built around John Cena versus Dave Batista, which I am not crazy about the way they've built up. I think they've gone to it too quickly. I suspect the reason that they're going to it too quickly is because the match will end with Randy Orton coming out and helping Batista and the start of a new evolution, so to speak.
Yeah, and if that's what they're doing, I'm a little surprised Batista's spoken out being against the shortness of the angle. And
right.
And, you know, if that's what happens and it's Batista's turn, realign with Orton, Evolution, whatever, I just don't quite get why he would say, well, I wish we had more time to build it up. I mean, I guess what he's saying is I wish they would have thought of this 3 months ago so we could have planned for it better. And I guess that's valid criticism.
That could be it. Plus, there's also, yeah, as we've talked about, I mean, it's very week to week on what they're going to do. They don't often have long-term plans. So he could be worried that, you know, and he was friends with Ric Flair. He could be worried that they're going to start something and then lose interest somewhere in the middle of it, and he's going to be stuck doing something, you know, that's not that interesting.
If they, and also Randy Orton's injury obviously threw off what they had planned. Injuries can obviously affect things. So,
oh, yeah.
You know, they may have come up with seeing a Batista late, thinking, hey, Randy, be ready. Let's have him do the run-in. What if Orton and Batista, if they realign as heels and form a faction, would you stick with those two? Would you add others to that group? And if so, who might they be?
I would add two other people to that group. One would be Ted DiBiase Jr. and the other would be Cody Rhodes.
Yeah.
I mean, I think, you know, I think that's it right there. Plus, you have, you know, I know Batista is technically Filipino, but you have sort of the four, you know, cut white frat boy type guys.
Yep.
Which adds a little something to the dynamic.
The four guys who you're not too worried about making dress code when they go out at night, they're probably going to be dressed for the occasion.
Right.
You know, they got the dapper, the high roller lifestyle, the four horsemen feel.
Yeah. I mean, if they can, you know, if they can get past the fact that it's been done before by somebody that isn't them, then I think they can work with it. But, you know, then again, they did Evolution, and Evolution worked out okay. They might be okay with ripping off themselves, ripping off somebody else.
Yes. So who's the Ric Flair? Who's the Barry Windham / Ole Anderson? And who's Arn and Foley?
Well, I would say that Randy Orton has to be the Ric Flair for a number of reasons. He's the one who the most likely to get a phone call about at 2 a.m.
And so Batista then almost has to be the Lex Luger incarnation.
Oh, yeah, and he's perfect with that. Plus, of course, he has the potential to be champion himself. And in another year or so, they can, if they feel like it, they could turn him again and have Orton and Batista seem fresh again.
The Batista promo where he goes, what was I thinking?
Right.
And then Arn and Tully, which of the two is Arn or Tully?
Cody and Ted. Yeah, that's a good question. I would think maybe Ted is Tully and Cody is Arn, but
I think Arn and Ted seem a little more rugged, and Tully and Cody seem a little more similar to me. But
really the question is, who's the baby doll?
Oh yeah. Huh? Cherry.
Yeah, who's
they'll bring Cherry back.
Yeah, well, okay, maybe not.
Yeah. The Glamazon would have worked, but she's occupied.
Well, yeah, okay. What one more thing that I want to go back to for a moment, if we have the time.
We have time.
With the Shawn Michaels, Chris Jericho thing, another reason not to do it at SummerSlam is, you know, we've got another pay-per-view in 3 weeks, which is Unforgiven. And that pay-per-view is, you know, not only going to be on in 3 weeks, it's going to be on against the first Sunday Night Football game of the season, which is Peyton Manning's first game.
Yep.
For football fans out there. So, I mean, you want to have something big to throw out there, and I think that they will have built up Michaels versus Jericho again by that point that they feel comfortable having that be sort of the cornerstone of the show.
Yeah, yep. No, I think that's a really good argument for it, you know, and I'm not saying it even makes good business sense to not do what they're doing. I'm just kind of acknowledging it feels slightly wrong that Jericho, with the momentum his character has, that they didn't find something for him to do. But you don't want to force it either and distract from the Michaels thing. And I think, most fans probably figure he'll be there anyway. How about Hell in a Cell? What do we have going on here with Edge and Taker? What are your thoughts on the likely direction that goes?
I just don't know how you have Undertaker come back in a Hell in a Cell and not have him win.
Yeah.
Especially with the title not being on the line. I just...